Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning. Joy Clarion is here. Okay, so this morning's topic, I'm doing another psychic reading. I have a guest friend psychic in the chat room. His name is Vex. He also does tarot. I feel like he's a little bit more experienced, but that's just kind of like my opinion. I decided to have him join us because I know last show there was like a lot of different callers, and I just didn't have time to get through to everybody, and I was kind of feeling bad, so I figured, like, we could tailor the show to more about, like, how to open up finances, because I know that seemed like to be, like, a concern for most people. So, like, right now, I'm just going to, like, clear the energy with, like, a song for, like, 30 seconds or so to try to get, you know, get the whole vibe in. Without further ado, I'm just going to play this nice, free-flowing song. If you have your question waiting. Hi, caller 207.
Hi, my name is Dee, and I have a basic question. I want to know if anything's going to get better for me anytime soon.
Okay, Dee. Is this in related to finances?
Yeah, finances or anything that shows up in the cards as with anything getting better in my life.
Okay. Okay. Okay, your present situation, your question, definitely
yes.
Relating to joy. You have the three of vessels, the joy, like this is kind of a concern. You maybe want to get back to this place of happiness, and you're like, so I'm looking in like your recent past, and it looks like you were, this is more like subconscious because it's not like on the present mind, maybe with all the, maybe with the problems you're going through, but it looks like in the past you had like abundance. Maybe this
yes.
abundance you didn't really take advantage of so much, but you did have it at that time. For your like
yes.
immediate future, okay, that seems like that's something. Okay, your immediate future, you have like the Six of Vessels, a reunion. I don't know if you have like a scheduled reunion coming up, but it seems like it's not really on your mind. Like it's still kind of like in your subconscious. I don't know
yes.
if you have like any meetings with anyone.
No,
that definitely looks like
I don't.
That would be
not
a
that.
Not that you know of.
Yeah. Not
that I know of. Okay. Yeah, because, like, the reunions really suggest, like, a getting together of long relationships, like either family or friends. I feel like some kind of reunion of friends or family, it could be coming up for you that would actually help, like, rejuvenate you emotionally. It definitely came up in the reverse. It's just a scene. It's like in the back of your mind, like it's not into your conscious yet. So maybe like it's a misstate, or maybe it's something you're just totally unaware of. Like someone is going to come through soon, like a friend or like a relative, or perhaps like, and it's going to be someone you haven't seen in a minute because it's like the reunion. It's like usually someone that you really don't see all too often.
Okay,
that seems like a positive card, though, because it's the Six of Vessels is usually relating to, like, renewal of emotion. So whoever this person is that you haven't seen in a while, they lift your spirits up. So it definitely looks like something
okay.
To look forward to. Okay. Let's see what's going on. Yeah, whoever this person is, I just did another card for that. You get, it's still kind of like, you're totally going to probably be surprised too by who you may have this reunion with, because it's still coming up like reversed in your subconscious. But this person really makes you happy. You have like the Ten of Vessels for happiness. So it could be maybe like a longtime friend, maybe with everything. I mean, it's definitely someone that is going to, like, be, like, it's almost, like a spiritual renewal. Like, is there anyone in your life, Dee, that you feel, like, really makes you, like happy on, the, like, a spiritual level? Does anyone come to mind?
Not really, no. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, but it would be from a long time ago, you know.
Okay. Yeah, reunion does suggest like a long time, a long-awaited. Yeah, definitely. So it could be like a friend or someone you went to school with, high school perhaps. Let's
wow.
see.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. So, I'm just getting some further clarification. Okay. So, yeah, it looks like that whatever's going on, like, you're definitely wanting joy back in your life. You definitely want, like, the passion. You have, like, or, like, your creativity to return. You just want to feel
yes.
good. Like, I did, like, a further thing for you, and you got, like, an Ace of Bows, Spark of Life. Like, you want to return to just, I guess, like, how you normally are. Like maybe you are like a person
yes.
who's normally creative and, you know, joyous, and you just want, you want all of that to like be realigned again.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm not
yeah.
happy where I'm living at. That might be part of it. In the area I'm living in, it's just not, it's not good for me. It's not great for my daughter, and I don't really like it here, but I can't really afford to move, so I've been depressed since I've been living here.
Okay. Okay, it's not really a type of environment that breeds creativity. Like, you know,
not
like
the
a
people up here, no.
Okay. Let's see. Are you planning to move anytime soon, or is that just not available? You're not available to do that.
I can't do that. I can't afford to do that.
Okay. So, let me take a look. Now, my psychic friend Vex, he's pulling up some cards. I don't know if he put anything in the chat room yet, but he's got like a card of Nine of Traditions. That's a card that usually means like you learn from like your family and like to kind of remember like, you know, your lessons that you've been taught from like your family and, you know, your culture, and that seems like something that's going to help you get through this situation.
That's interesting because I'm looking for my birth family because I was adopted from another country and I'm having a hard time finding them. Maybe that's the reunion. Maybe that
could be it. I see. Yeah, because that card, the Nine of, I feel like that is going to be able to refocus everything for you. You won't really like be concerned about maybe like the neighbors in your area. You know, or just the environment would just totally change once you realign with this family. Because the Nine of Stones tradition is really kind of like a cultural card, too, that you're, like, learning from, you know, where you come from, and that is very, like, invigorating. Yes. It seems like that would be, like, your solution to, just to get your joy back.
I feel very unconnected to everything except for my daughter and the people up here. They all come from the same area. They all have large families, and they're very standoffish, and I want to meet my own people. I want to meet my family for myself and for my daughter.
Yeah, I definitely think you're going to get something along the lines of that because just with the reunion and then the fellow psychic Vex, he got the Nine of Stone of Traditions for you. It seemed to line up where if you put that effort in to find your family, someone is going to come through on that to, like, help, you know, get your, to feel rerooted in your family, like, your connection. That's going to be your source of, like, power there.
Yes, that's what I want. I want my daughter to be connected to people, and I want to feel connected. You know, I've been looking for a while. I hope something turns up soon.
Yeah, okay. So I'm looking more at, like, what he dealt. So definitely the Nine of Stones, a tradition, and it looks like, too, because you've been adopted, the middle card he got for you was the Seven Bows of Clearance. That's usually a card to say, like, whatever's not working for you in your life, whether friends or family or, like, the current people that are involved, like, it's not, the energy is just, you know, it may not be working for you, so you might have to, like, you might have to cut some people out. And it seems like that's what you're on the path to do that. Like, you're doing that now.
Yes.
Because you're in the process of looking to reconnect with your, you know, who your real family, or I should not say real, but, you know, your biological family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And definitely.
Go
ahead.
I want my daughter to be connected to family, too. I want her to have somebody for when I'm gone, you know.
Right, and it just seems like something that you're concerned of. Yeah, you're looking to the tradition. Yeah, the tradition card is very present in that. Like, you want to be able to pass something along to your children, so they can have like a sense of themselves and be more connected and be more, you know, rooted into society and, you know, feel like they have, you know, like they have their own power. Because that's what family gives too, is it's like the sense of power and security. In the way, you know, like in the cultural ways. Yeah.
Because I'm not even near my culture up here.
You're very into the home. The last card he got for you, like, you're very into the home, the Ten of Stones, your home. Like, that's something that you're really invested in. And it looks like, too, your immediate past, like this is what he got for your past card, that the Ten of Stones, you were coming from like a good home, or I should say like a better environment, because you said you don't like where you are right now. It looks like where you came from, like the home was more secure of an environment. Like, that's a place where you rested your head and you felt more secure there.
Yes, that's the state I lived in before I moved up here. I was more secure there. I knew the people there. It was just a better place for me, and I felt at home there.
You felt a connection there, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that should hopefully, you know, provide you with an answer. It looks like you're going to be reconnected to your culture because the Nine of Stones is a very specific card. And then, you know, with my spread that I got for you with the vessels, the reunion was also very specific, lining everything up. It definitely looks like you're going to have to clear the energies of present relationships now that are just not working for you. Maybe that could also mean, like, the environment that you're in. And I think you'll be able to do that a lot more when you get, like, a connection or, like, a call from someone related to you, you know, like, that's actually related to you that you've been searching for.
Well, you know, I would take my daughter and go and leave right now if something like that happens. Wherever they are, I just find a way to do it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely could see you doing that, Dee.
Because yeah,
that's what's really important for you. So I definitely really think you would do that, too. That's what the cards
would.
Okay. Is there anything else I could, you know, try to be of assistance for you?
Can you just pull a card for my daughter to see how everything's going to be going? So I'm taking it to the dentist and say I'm worried about her.
Are you worried about her?
Yeah.
Okay, you're worried about your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. And what way are you worried about her? I want to make sure she's going to the dentist.
She's getting some work. I just want to make sure it all goes well.
You said she was going to the dentist? I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Did I hear you
right?
Okay, so you want to make sure her dentist appointment goes well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me look into your daughter. Okay, it looks like you really are unsure about the things with your daughter. You really do think about your daughter a lot. I got the moon on the water. You're constantly, it's like you have a lot of this emotion and this thinking. It's almost like, I don't want to say like you're manic or nothing like that, but it's kind of like the way the card, it's like a meaning of the card. Like you could be manic with like this emotion and thought, constant emotion and thought, like, is she going to be okay? And you know, just constant.
Yes. I constantly worry. I obsessively worry about her.
Yeah, that's definitely this card in the middle. I wouldn't worry too much because even in her immediate future, I'm still getting the Six of Vessels, which is the reunion, and it looks like she's a part of that too. So I really feel like this could be coming from that family that you're looking for, like to get that family connection, that cultural connection with you and your daughter. I really see you guys really having a reunion of sorts with those family members. So she's going to share in that joy with you. She's going to share in that emotion, that renewal, that spiritual renewal. Her immediate past, like she is well taken care of. Like she has a Six of Bows abundance. Maybe she's not really aware that she has the abundance, but you do take care of her.
I do. Just got her a smartphone last month for her birthday.
Yeah, I mean, she may not recognize it, but there is a lot of abundance surrounding her. So, I think like her, I wouldn't look more, but I wouldn't worry too much about her because she looks like she's going to have
everything. I get, I put into her. She gets everything.
Yeah, it definitely looks like And it has the Ten of Arrows, too. It looks like you definitely instruct her. You try to teach her so much, it looks like. You try to school her on, like, how to be.
I homeschool her. I homeschool her. And I teach her the dog style life, too.
Wow, because I got the Ten of Arrows for instruction, and it is this card where it's the older person teaching the young person, like, the ways of life. And it's funny that you say, like, the dark ways of life, too, because in this tarot card, he is teaching his son how to shoot a bow and arrow for, like, survival. So you said you homeschool, and you're teaching her how to, like, survive. Like, you're teaching her about, like, real information that she needs to know.
Oh,
and it looks like
the
reason why you probably do that, because I get the Five of Stones for you of endurance. Maybe you're someone who's had past experience where you felt like you had to be alone, like you've been on your own, like kind of stranded and having this dark lesson in life yourself. Because you get it's the Five of Stones is endurance. It's usually like it's a picture of this child just like really trying to, you know, deal with life on their own and just kind of fear in the wilderness by themselves. And, you know, it's kind of a sad card, but it's a card of inner strength. Like, you had to learn that for yourself at an early age, it seems. I mean, you could stop me if I'm off point or anything.
No, this is all 100%, and I want her to have it easier than me, and I want her to be able to take care of herself.
Right.
You know.
I think she has a really good teacher. You give her abundance. You teach her well. And then, like, you guys have the shared future of family connection. Because even with the immediate then another card, you get, like, the ancestor that comes up. And I think this is something that she's going to be taken. She's going to also be surprised by. I really feel like these distant family is going to come through. Like, it's going to be like a real good joy of learning where you guys come from and sharing in that culture. If anything you guys take from it is just like the lessons of, like, who, you know, where your people came from. That's definitely going to be something to look forward to for the both of you.
That's great.
I wouldn't worry.
I feel better now.
I wouldn't worry too much, Dee.
I'll take all the arrows for her as long as she's okay.
Yeah, I hope that was helpful.
That was very good, thank you. That made me feel a lot better, it really did.
Yeah.
And all the deep issues seem like they'll be good.
Yeah, you learn from your issues and you teach your daughter. So that's something that's a very good quality.
I don't sugarcoat it. I let her see the real deal. I mean, even from TV and the news and I watch crime shows with her, you know what I mean? Anyway, anything, the paper, I don't sugarcoat it. I wanted to see everything.
Okay, I got another he also did something for you. He's working in the chat room, too. He's kind of like the guest psychic. But he did one for your daughter, and... Okay, this is for her daughter. I believe he did this for your daughter. So it looks like, she looks like she's going to be in, like, a more spiritual place in her future with the Five of Vessels. That could be, it could be the reunion, like, the cult, you know, like, finding out about your family, or she could get into some spirituality that's going to make her happy. But it looks like she's having a really good time. That's for her future. How old is your daughter? Because she looks like she might be at a crossroads in her life.
She just turned 14.
Right. She got the Two of Bows decision. So it looks like she might be in the midst of making a decision, like having two decisions that are, like, equal, and she's not sure where she's going to go. You know, but it seems like that's the age, like 14. It looks like that would be a definite crossroads age. So whatever it is, she's going to have to make her decision. But definitely, I see you definitely in her corner, like the Queen of Stones for her immediate past, the bear. Like, you are like the mama bear. You're like someone who provide like this rich bounty for her. But you're like also someone who's like, not to be trifled with. Like, you don't let anyone come in your house to, like, try to exploit or take resources.
No.
You're like the guard. I would say you are, like, you know, the mama bear. Like, you make sure they do right by your house.
I told her I would kill for her, and I mean it.
I believe you. This card definitely suggests that. The queen of stones, the bear, yeah. She's definitely someone who is a kind person. You're very generous. You're very rich in bounty. You do give a lot, but you also, like, let it be known, like, you definitely watch who your daughter brings in to the house. You don't want anyone to take advantage of, you know, your resources and whatnot, or take advantage of her. So I see that protectiveness coming out.
Yeah, very, because I didn't have it for myself.
I don't want to, like, get too personal. That card usually comes up when someone feels like they're homeless, or I don't know if you ran away or maybe you had this feeling.
I had a homeless situation. I had a homeless situation for a while.
Right. That's usually a card when, you know, you have to, like, get used to being, like, really, like, without, like, shelter and just kind of, like, you know, braving it for your own. How long were you homeless? I mean, if you don't mind.
About three months.
Yeah, okay. That definitely gives me more insight. That's usually a card that comes up when someone's kind of like on the street.
Even but growing up, like, I didn't have anyone there. You know, I have to take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, but in a way, it's kind of like you were able to pick up lessons that most people wouldn't know about, and you're able to teach your daughter and share your experiences with her.
Yeah, I hope she benefits from it.
I think she will. Yeah, she's got like a really good future, or like really good immediate future to look forward to with you, with this family, and whatever spirituality she might be experimenting with at the moment. Looks like it gives her great joy as well. So definitely.
Thank you. The only thing I can't pass on to her is a street smarts, and I'm trying.
You prepare her as much as you can. I mean, homeschooling her, giving her, like, used to, like, okay, you're the influence in her life that she should consider most. And like, you tell her dark lessons. Like, not every parent feels comfortable with this, but honestly, if you don't teach your children to prepare for, like, the worst, like, they'll never know. And then when they go through strife and pain, they'll actually resent the parent for not teaching them anything. So when she looks back on her life, she's going, like, at least my mother, she warned me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just look at it like that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I cut you off.
Oh, no, you're welcome.
This makes me feel good because she is the one I worry about, and I'm glad to hear all this about her and the reunion, you know?
Oh, yeah. That definitely looks like it's good and positive to come up in, and that's kind of your question, too. Like, you wanted something really, really good, and it seems like that's going to present itself, so I'm really excited for you.
Yeah.
Definitely call back and let us know, like, how that went.
I will, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dee.
Thanks to the man in the chat room.
Bags, okay. You're welcome. I hope everyone else, because he's in the chat room working, it looks like he's talking to a lot of people, so I hope everyone else, I didn't get to the other two callers, but I think Vex hopefully took care of you guys, because I do see, like, there's some chat going back and forth and stuff, so if you felt like you didn't get your questions directed, I will be doing another free psychic reading on Sunday. I usually do the psychic readings Thursday and Sunday morning. Yeah. So, you know, if you need to call back Sunday morning for free psychic readings, definitely feel free to do that. And, have a good morning, guys. I'm going to play this song and hope everything goes well for everyone today. Okay. Oh, and thanks for Vex doing the psychic thing. Thanks for the help, Vex. Oh.